We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the World Bank provides aid to Indonesia. In community news, a Bulgarian grandmaster of chess achieves a world record. In animal news, monkeys have a sense of fairness. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 4th, is the Independence Day of Senegal, which observes its autonomy achieved in 1960. Located in Western Africa, Senegal has five United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites, such as the Djoudj National Bird Sanctuary. This 16,000-hectare wetland is refuge for 1.5 million birds. The Neokolokoba National Park is another World Heritage Site. Situated along the Gambia River, this area is home to the Derby Elands, the largest of the antelopes, as well as many elephants and birds. May the people of Senegal have a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-In News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. On Friday, March 27th, the Situ Gintung Dam in southern Jakarta burst due to heavy rainfall. A wall of water and mud devastated some 400 homes in its path, claiming approximately 100 lives, with another 150 more still missing at that time. Greatly concerned, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $15,000 on March 29th to help the survivors in need. She frequently asks for updates on the humanitarian situation of different cases. With Master's permission, we would like to share some details about the flash floods with our viewers.
March 30th, 2009, most beloved Master, regarding flood in Indonesia, we thank Master very much for her love and donation of $15,000 on March 29th for the flood victims in Jakarta, Indonesia. From March 27th until now, we investigated and collected the related information about the flood, as well as doing a direct survey of it. Because the flooding area is near Jakarta, the victims have easy access for help from many organizations and the government. The government and many political parties already gave enough relief materials, also enough manpower to help at the flood-affected site. We were also informed that the government will help the victims financially to rebuild their houses soon. We were glad to know that the condition is under control and that care, food, and clothes for the victims were adequate. With God's grace, after our survey of the situation, so far there is no need for emergency help from us. We will continue to check if there's any help needed and respond immediately. Thank you, Master, for your loving attention and deep concern for the Indonesian people. Association members from Jakarta Center, Indonesia.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her permission to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know that victims are receiving help at this time. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the timely caring aid from the Indonesian government and all relief and rescue personnel. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her rapid and unconditional offer of assistance to alleviate people's suffering. We send our condolences to many people who have lost loved ones, praying that soon people in Indonesia and the world over will no longer have to endure such tragic events as our care for all beings and the environment continues to expand.
Afghanistan struck by floods. Following heavy rains and melting snow, floods in the nation's eastern Kabul province, western Herat province, and southern Kandahar province have caused at least 6 people's lives and damaged some homes in the affected regions. According to the Afghanistan National Disasters Management Authority, or ANDMA, the government dispatched aid to 17 provinces in March for seasonal flooding and also sent tens of thousands of gabions, or structures, to prevent erosion in the flood-prone areas. We convey our heartfelt condolences to the loved ones of those who have suffered loss. May Allah bless the affected Afghans with a smooth recovery to comfortable lives as our kind actions help uplift our world towards greater peace for all.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Teton County, USA passes smoking ban. County commissioners have voted to prohibit cigarette smoking in restaurants and bars, as well as within 6 meters of public buildings. Julia Heemstra of the Wyoming Department of Health said, "It's just fantastic that as a community we came together. Congratulations, Teton County commissioners and citizens, on the step towards better community health. May this harmful habit soon end the world over and be unknown to future generations."
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
U.S. first couple meets the Queen of England. On Wednesday, the eve of the G20 summit in London, Queen Elizabeth II granted a private audition for the Obamas before the official reception for all attending leaders at Buckingham Palace. The President and First Lady were welcomed warmly by Her Majesty and Prince Philip, with the meeting spent in a pleasant and light-hearted manner, and Her Majesty fondly asked Michelle Obama to keep in touch before departing. We are delighted to learn of the friendly relations emerging between the Obamas and Her Majesty the Queen of England. May the promise of this meeting bring a warm and cordial cooperation between the two nations.
G20 leaders reach historic agreement. At the G20 meeting on Thursday, leaders of the world's top 20 economies reached a consensus on a global stimulation package that will place more than $1 trillion into the world's financial system. Recognizing the importance of addressing the needs of the most vulnerable developing countries to assure overall global peace and prosperity, leaders agreed to triple donations to the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, to $750 billion. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown stated, "We believe global problems require global solutions. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation."
And we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest, and we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery.
Our manifold congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your accord and commitment to a global prosperity solution. We look forward to seeing your shared vision of a new order emerge as one that is founded in respect and concern for all to succeed.
The Korean edition of The Birds of My Life release, with publishing so far in English, Chinese, French, German, Olaxis, Mongolian, and Russian languages, Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book on Amazon.com just gained a new edition in Korean. Supreme Master Television's correspondent in Seoul, South Korea, reports.
칭하이 무상사의 세계적인 베스트셀러인 사랑스런 내 인생의 새들이 한국어로 출간되었다는 기쁜 소식입니다. 이 책은 현재 한국 최대의 서적망인 교보문고의 전국 체인과 온라인 교보문고 사이트에서 활발히 판매되고 있습니다. 새들이 인류에 전하는 사랑의 메시지를 담은 감동적인 이 책은 한국의 독자들로부터 큰 호평을 얻고 있습니다.
거푸지가 너무 이뻐서 책을 보게 됐는데
새들도 이렇게 자기네들이 표현하고 싶은 거를 다 하고 있다는 걸 보고는 정말 모든 생명체에 대해서 느끼는 게 많네요. 소중하고, 네.
The Birds in My Life tells the stories of Supreme Master Ching Hai's unique and colorful feathered angels through bright photos and poetic expressions of the birds themselves. The Korean edition was published by Chung Yunsa Publishing Company, a well-known publisher in South Korea.
단순한 동물 사랑이라는 걸 넘어서 근본적인 삶의 깨우침을 주는 책이 아닌가. 그런 것들이 큰 감동을 줄 것이다. 그리고 지금 현 단계의 지구에서 지구적으로 가장 필요한 메시지다 이런 생각이 들었죠. 그래서 이렇게 고귀한 책을 출판을 허락해 주신 칭하이 무상사 선생님에게 진심으로 감사의 말씀을 전하고 싶고요.
We are happy for all Korean readers who may now enjoy this wonderful book in their native language. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for creating The Birds in My Life to warm the hearts of people of all ages worldwide. Through this book, may our world become a more loving and joyful place for both humans and our animal friends.
Save our planet. Harmful algae blooms poison marine animals and birds. Researchers at the University of South Carolina in the USA have determined that harmful algae blooms, or HABs, often end up on the ocean's floor where the neurotoxin domoic acid poisons other species in the marine ecosystem, including seabirds and shellfish.
Harmful algal blooms are caused by agricultural runoff containing nitrates and phosphates from chemical fertilizers and livestock production. Although domoic acid easily dissolves in sunlight and seawater, when the HABs bind together and sink, the toxin stays on the ocean floor for weeks, where it is consumed by shellfish, crustaceans, or other fish. It has also been linked to seizures in marine mammals such as sea lions. Our gratitude, University of South Carolina researchers, for alerting us to this additional human-caused threat to the marine ecosystem. May we be inspired toward avoiding the consumption of our marine co-inhabitants as we also work to restore the environmental balance in which they can thrive.
In a video conference for the Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Ching Hai, Eden on Earth Arts Gallery exhibition, Supreme Master Ching Hai called on all people to be better stewards of the Earth for the protection of our marine co-inhabitants.
While species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides, into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean. So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many, many of us because they are us. And we also lose ourselves, many of us, human, because of these substances, the poisonous substances, even from the farm industry. And we still not wake up yet. So we must protect the environment. And the wild, they can take care of themselves. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then the wild will never get sick. The wild will have no problem.
Save our planet. Genetically modified farming at Wildlife Refuge ended. A U.S. federal court judge rules in favor of a group of concerned organizations to stop the growth of genetically modified soy and corn at the 4,000-hectare Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge in the East Coast state of Delaware. The suit was brought by the Delaware Audubon Society, the Center for Food Safety, and the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, who said that farming within wildlife refuges interferes with the protection of the biodiversity. Moreover, scientists have warned of the adverse effect of genetically engineered crops on birds, aquatic animals, and other wildlife. We are gladdened to know of this noble decision, and our hats off to all the groups who work to preserve this nature space. Blessed be our world to flourish in the myriad natural creations of the divine.
Save our planet. IBM partners to bring advanced water purification. In a joint effort with Central Glass of Japan, the King Abdulaziz City for Science and Technology in Saudi Arabia and the University of Texas at Austin, USA, U.S.-based computer company International Business Machines, or IBM, has developed an innovative filtration system that creates safe drinking water from previously unusable sources. With presently only 2% of the world's water supply suitable for drinking, this new technology, which removes toxins, salts, and other impurities, could be a promising step toward ensuring sufficient access to fresh water for people around the globe. What a practical green development, International Business Machines and international collaborating agencies, especially at this time of global urgency and reduced water availability. We wish much life-enhancing success to this new technology while we also take other steps to conserve this precious resource.
Save our planet. China and Japan partner on forest protection. Japan's Greening Association, with funds donated by both China and the Sino-Japanese Communication Fund, is assisting the China Greening Foundation in planting 200,000 trees across 200 hectares in Tianjin, North China's largest port city. The new 200-meter-wide, 10-kilometer-long green belt is designed to protect the coastal environment and is planned for completion within 3 years. Our sincere green thanks, Japan Greening Association, Sino-Japanese Communication Fund, and China Greening Foundation for your efforts to conserve the Tianjin coastal area. May your efforts bring flourishing results to protect and beautify the land.
Save Our Planet. A report from environmental scientists at the David Suzuki Foundation concludes that at least half of Canada's ski season will soon be eliminated by global warming unless significant decreases in greenhouse gases are made.
Save Our Planet. the indigenous Northern Arapaho tribe of the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, USA, protects a group of wild bison by offering the animal sanctuary on their land.
Hello, it's me, Tingo, the Tonkin Snub-Nosed Monkey, and I live on a totally plant-based diet. I'd like to share some tips on ways you can get and stay in a good mood. First, think happy thoughts and focus on the uplifting parts of your day. Other things you can do are get regular exercise, eat a healthy veggie diet, and stay connected with friends and family. Be happy! Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our radiant globe.
In world news, the World Bank donates $2.4 million to Indonesia to improve access to water. The funds are being given on behalf of the Global Partnership on Output-Based Aid to support the expansion of a piped water supply to Surabaya, the second largest city in Indonesia. The project will benefit 77,500 people. It is anticipated that the newly developed system will improve the health of those that will now have clean water. In addition, it will allow families to increase their savings by not having to buy water. Our sincere thanks, World Bank and the Global Partnership on Output-Based Aid, for your caring endeavors. May all be blessed with pure water, healthy animal-free food, and clean air as the basics to a sustainable future.
In community news, a Bulgarian man sets chess marathon record. Within 14 hours and 8 minutes, chess grandmaster Mr. Kirill Georgiev played a total of 360 games simultaneously and made a new world's record, the previous being 326 games. At the event in the Expo Center in Bulgaria's capital, Sofia, he had 284 wins, 70 draws, and only 6 losses. Grandmaster Georgiev's achievement is being formally submitted for entry into the Guinness Book of World Records. Congratulations, Chess Grandmaster Mr. Kirill Georgiev, on your outstanding accomplishment. Wishing you many more enjoyable games of chess and brilliant accomplishments. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a scientist in the United States demonstrates that primates have a sense of fairness. There is a dog at the door. We'll be back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more significant news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good tiding news for a habitable world. In animal news, an American scientist states that monkeys have a sense of morality. Dr. Franz B.M. Duval of Emory University in Georgia, USA, has demonstrated through a number of studies that primates have the qualities of conscience, fairness, and the ability to tell right from wrong. In some tests, monkeys and apes were asked to perform the same tasks, but were rewarded differently. Those with a lesser reward showed their objection. In other cases, chimpanzees who were helped by other members of their group remembered the kind treatment and tried to return the favor. Thank you, Dr. Franz B.M. Duval, for helping us to realize the profound nature of our primate co-inhabitants. Our loving appreciation, beautiful monkeys, apes, and chimpanzees, for allowing us to have a glimpse of your intelligence and inner world. God bless all our animal co-inhabitants to be cherished and protected.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Final Wish.
An elderly woman decided to make her will. She told her priest that she had two final requests. First, she wanted to be cremated. Second, she wanted her ashes scattered all over Bloomingdale. The priest was surprised. Bloomingdale's? Why Bloomingdale's? The woman said, "Then I will be sure my daughters visit me twice a week."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, I come from Iran. I watch your program every day, and I thank you for having so many useful things on your television. And of course, with subtitles that improve my English too. Mehdiye.
Delightful, Mahdiye. Nice to hear that you find Supreme Master Television helpful. With Allah's grace, may you and all your loving Iranian co-citizens live in harmony and happiness evermore on a sustainable planet. All our best wishes and warmest regards.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be bright and your days be peaceful.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During the opening of Jordanian-Tunisian Partnership Days in Amman, Jordan, officials from the two countries expressed enthusiasm to continue boosting their economic and trade cooperation.
China gives 18 bulldozers and 40 excavators worth $8.2 million to Myanmar to aid the neighboring nation's reconstruction works following last year's cyclone.
Phoenix TV, one of China's top global satellite, cable, and online TV networks, features a special program on vegetarianism and its benefits to both health and the environment.
Iraq's Ministry of Tourism welcomes the first Western tourist group in 6 years as the group toured Bab el-Mandeb and Holy Shiite pilgrimage areas of Najaf and Karbala.
Ted Corin of Florida, USA, voluntarily eats one meal a day so that he can feed his many animal companions, including a pig and a horse that have helped his wife, Karen, prevent epileptic seizures.
Anti-landing barricades are being removed on the island of Jinmen in Formosa, or Taiwan, to welcome swimmers participating in the first cross-strait mass swim between Formosa and China.
Author and humanitarian Greg Mortensen is honored as Person of the Week by U.S.-based ABC World News for his peace efforts through school building in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Polish-born Jewish novelist Marek Halter led an interfaith group of Jewish rabbis, Muslim imams, and Christian priests through the Israel's Erez crossing point to distribute gifts to children in Gaza, Palestine.
U.S.-based University of Illinois researchers use computers to digitally represent conversations in colors, helping people such as those with Asperger's syndrome see and improve their conversational skills.
The United Nations International Maritime Organization launches two new sub-centers in Tanzania and the Seychelles to assist in performing rescue operations off Africa's east coast.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.